RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
As you might have heard, a couple of days ago on Wednesday, ANZ dropped most of its fixed mortgage rates, as well as some term deposit rates. At the same time, following the latest NZIER quarterly survey of business opinion, there have been calls from some economists to have a dramatic 100 basis points drop in the official cash rate. Then there is the level of housing stock and talk of capital gains tax. We thought it would be a good time to have David Cunningham, CEO of Squirrel Mortgages, back on RCR to get his view on things. David, thanks for coming back on.
Pleasure to be here.
Okay, first of all, to the interest rate drop from ANZ Wednesday. What does that mean? What exactly have they done here?
Well, actually, it's interesting because the wholesale markets act in anticipation of what's going to happen with the Reserve Bank. Banks are funded predominantly by retail deposits. So the big news is actually the falling retail deposit rates, in particular the term deposit rates.
Right.
So, you know, like, for example, three months ago even, you had a one-year term deposit at 6.1. Today it's 5.1. And so, you know, the fact that that's fallen and that probably a third of the bank's funding comes from that particular term is the enabler for wholesale rates, for the home loan interest rates to fall.
Okay.
So, you know, we've started to see the movement. Retail rates lag wholesale rates, so it takes a while for banks to adjust. So, you know, your listeners might have noticed that it's been the story for the last, you know, month or so, 6 weeks perhaps, of home loan rates just drifting down 10 points, then and there's another 10 points from a different bank, then another from a different bank, and gradually they all just sort of drift down. So we've seen like the one-year rate, it peaked at 7.35, I think, and it's now down at about 5.25 is probably the best rate you'll get now, 6.25 the best rate you'll get now. So it's those term deposit rates coming down that's the driver, but that's led by wholesale rates, obviously. But what I'd say is you ain't seen nothing yet. You know, banks are still paying 5.7 on a six-month term deposit, which is also a really popular term, 5.7, and the wholesale rate's 4.7. So, you know, we'd expect to see, you know, another 0.5% to 1% drop across the curve there, which will flow through to fixed interest rates.
Right. Okay, so for my basic brain on money, so what they save on interest on term deposits, they can then apply as a lower interest on mortgage lending. Is that how that works?
Yeah, pretty much. The only interest rate that for mortgages that doesn't really hold true for is the floating mortgage rate, which pretty much moves with the official cash rate. So as we expect, you know, pretty much every economist now is picking the official cash rate to be cut by 50 basis points this week, or is it next week, and then another 50 points in November, so 100 basis points, 1 full percent by Christmas. So the floating rate is almost certainly going to come down by the same amount. But the fixed interest rates move in anticipation of that, because the fixed interest rates are really just a reflection of where the markets see interest rates in the future. So, you know, effectively, it will all gradually be passed on, but in the retail markets, it's a sort of gradual iterative process, which is why you see lots of small changes rather than one big change when it comes to those fixed rates.
So do you think there'll be a 100 basis point official cash rate cut by the end of the year, as I mentioned, some economists are calling for?
Absolutely. I think it's pretty much a done deal, to be honest, you know, personal opinion, but based on everything I've seen and heard, and to be honest, I've been calling for that since about May this year.
No, you have been, yeah.
Pretty much every major economist at the banks has moved to expecting a 2.5% reduction. So, you know, they've all sort of fallen into line, and it's really driven by the economic sort of outcomes, what we're seeing and how it's flowing through to jobs, unemployment, inflation. You know, inflation's probably going to be 2%. Very, very soon. You know, it's 3.4 in the historical backward-looking perspective, but it's probably below 2.5%, around 2.5% now, so firmly inside the Reserve Bank target band. So there's no reason for them not to cut interest rates quite dramatically and quickly, which is what we're actually seeing the world over. You know, inflation is beaten. You know, you've always got to manage that going forward, but inflation is beaten, the job is done. You know, you stand back and so, you know, you could argue with the timing, But ultimately, in the big picture, big scheme of things, inflation rocketed up and it's come down very rapidly. So we're back in a happy sort of medium of pretty low inflation the world over, and we can get on with, you know, building our businesses and living our lives. But it just takes a bit of time for that adjustment process in the retail markets, but it's coming. So, you know, my squirrel's view actually is that home loan interest rates will be sub 5% next year, fairly early next year, you know, first half of next year.
And that will save people a lot of money week on week, right? Hundreds.
It sure will. And the good news is that I think pretty much most advisors, you know, remember mortgage brokers sort of advise about 60% of home loans in New Zealand, if not more. And they've sort of all been moving. If you've had a fixed rate rolling over, the recommendation's generally been to fix for 6 to 12 months. So it's something like 90% of all mortgages will come down over the next year because everyone's fixed for short term. So when those fixed rates come up for renewal, the rate will be lower. Interestingly, that's different from as interest rates were rising. Many people are locked in for 2, 3, 5 years. So it took quite a while for the impact of those rising rates to impact. But that's pretty much flowed through for most New Zealanders by now. So, you know, it's been some hell of a pain out there amongst households. You know, they've really had to adjust.
Yeah. Really crimp their disposable spending. Property website realestate.co.nz received just over 9,000 new listings in September, and they say that's up 15.3% compared to August and 18.7% compared to September last year. So this is part of the anticipation of lowering rates, is it?
Well, I think, those numbers are why house prices are falling again. So remember, we have the big surge post-COVID, and then we had them sort of drop 10 to 15% in different markets, but, you know, around about 15%. Then they had a sort of a dead cat bounce where they went up sort of 5%, and now the last quarter, they've dropped 2.25%, 2.5% on average across New Zealand. So I guess what you're seeing is people feeling the pain and saying, right, it's time to make my life easier and sort of sell or move or whatever. But what it's creating is quite an overhang. So it will, I think, keep property prices quite stable, you know, if not slightly falling for another month or two.
Right.
We'll start to see a recovery, but it's clearly going to be quite gradual in terms of any recovery in house prices because there's so much supply. So in a classic supply-demand equation, there's more supply than demand at the moment. Buyers are probably holding off because they want to see interest rates come down. Sort of sellers are out there in anticipation and, you know, sort of got this sort of happy medium in the middle where they meet. And where they're meeting at the moment is lower than they were meeting 3 months ago or even a year ago.
Right. Want to get your opinion on this, and that is the ANZ Chief Executive Antonia Watson saying, I think it was last week, about a week ago, that the time had come for a capital gains tax. Now, this coincided with Labor Party pushing this as a policy. So you could say that that was kind of political, what she said there. Mm-hmm. But what's your thinking on a capital gains tax? Many people are against it, the idea of it, especially unrealized capital gains. Many people think it's kind of like an instrument of fairness. What do you think about it?
Well, you know, we've had one. We've got one still. If you sell your investment property within 2 years, you're
right. Yeah.
Much capital gain. We had it at 5 years for a while. We had it at a 10-year, you know, sell your property within 10 years. We had that for a while. So we've had a capital gains tax that's been wound back to 2 years. And what that captures is people that buy and sell quickly. So, you know, fair call, I'm trading my investment property. Guess what capital gains tax don't take account of is changing circumstances. So, you know, my life circumstance changed, I've got to sell sort of the property. So, you know, we've got one. I think the issue is blown out of proportion. And the underlying real problem isn't tax. It's construction of home housing. And you know, when you've got that supply and demand imbalance, prices go up. You know, look at markets like Germany, for example, where something like 60% of houses are owned by investors as opposed to private owners, homeowners. You know, you don't see massive swings, uplifts in property prices because they run as businesses effectively. You know, investment property is there to run as a business to make an income off from charging rent and paying for the expenses. So, you know, the issue and that's an example of a country with ample housing. In New Zealand, we don't have ample housing, and that's why you get these sort of property prices surging up and up and up. And, you know, where is the problem? It's all structural, right? So it's the settings that local governments have in terms of land availability. It's the government settings in terms of infrastructure and investment in infrastructure. And so the way to solve, you know, almost remove the conversation and make it not a big deal at all is to build enough houses and have settings that, legal and regulatory sort of settings, right, to build lots of houses. And look, we've seen that in New Zealand post the earthquake in Christchurch. We built truckloads of houses, and guess what? Property prices in Christchurch, once the supply imbalance was removed, property prices in Christchurch didn't move like the rest of New Zealand, and they're way, way cheaper. It's the cheapest main centre. So we've got evidence in New Zealand of how you solve or remove the big discussion about capital gains, because, you know, the conversation happens because there are a lot of big, big capital gains. So, you know, fixing those underlying problems is actually the bigger topic of conversation. And, you know, I think the current government's trying to do that, but it's a long, slow process.
The thing is, we've done it before. I mean, we've built huge amounts of state houses in the past. You just mentioned the Christchurch situation. So it's, you know, people know what to do, right?
Mm. Yeah, well, that's the point. We know how to do it. We've dealt with that situation. You know, what happened in Christchurch was a huge amount of land was made available. We imported really skilled builders, many from the Philippines. They have, many of them, become part of the New Zealand, you know, New Zealanders and part of the community. They're good, upstanding people. And so, you know, labor supply plus land availability, and it delivered the outcomes you needed. And, you know, we've seen the outcomes occur. So, you know, I think governments are trying to achieve that by forcing councils to have long-term plans, you know, 20, 50-year plans for land availability. But, you know, it's a long, slow process. You know, if you want to build a subdivision, it'll take 5 years from buying land to probably putting houses on it. That's how long it takes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, who can wait that long? Hey, David Cunningham, CEO of Squirrel. Great to have you back on, David, to get your views.
Brilliant. Catch you again. See ya.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.